Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud Talk Radio, available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or just about anywhere you listen to your podcast. Head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts, and please share those on social media. Tonight we have a packed show with a ton to talk about. 2022 is coming at us fast, and the midterms are so crucial for the future of our country. We have all lived through this Biden administration with out-of-control spending, inflation, gas prices on the rise, the biggest foreign policy disaster in American history with this Afghanistan debacle. And of course, we've got our very freedom as we know it is on the line. Tonight, we are going to discuss the close races, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, election fraud, and a whole lot more. We'll start off talking about the election fraud since it's what's on everybody's mind. It is undoubtedly something Republicans will have to overcome in these 2022 midterms. California recently made it a law. Everyone has to get a ballot. We know the fraud exists, but folks, this could be our last chance to take back our country. We have to do so. We have to go out and vote in numbers that cannot leave any doubt. If we can take back the House and Senate, we can change these laws and take back the White House in 2024. I look at us taking back the House and Senate as absolutely crucial. And with this Biden administration, it has been an absolute disaster. So the opportunity is there for Republicans to pounce. Rob, how are you doing tonight? And what are your thoughts?
Andrew, I'm doing good, and I agree with you completely. I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us tonight. I would say and encourage them to share the broadcast with your friends. When the podcasts come up, share that also. Share it as much as you can while you can. Do not delay. We have to support each other, and we have to get this information out there because there are too many of us whose voices are being silenced. And as you said, Andrew, if we don't take back the House and the Senate, we can't save our country. This is the moment of truth. There is too much that's happening. You have the Democrats trying to push through this socialist woke agenda. We have them trying to cancel conservatives. We see them trying to sullify conservatives that are running to make them look bad. And you look at California, they had a recall. Why the heck they didn't recall Gavin Newsom, I'm still scratching my head. But again, conservatives have got to stick together. You may not like the candidate, but the candidate is a whole lot better than what you have. And you see what you have is nothing but a disaster, someone who wants to turn the tide and just give the country over to socialism. That's the only way you can see it. That's the only way you can say it. California, a once beautiful state. Look at it now. Who wants to live there? Well, the filthy rich, the entertainment industry. But there are other people living there besides them. We've got to take our country back. We've got to take California back. And this whole thing that Gavin Newsom is now pushing, making it permanent, permanently okay for mail-in ballots. What does that mean? It means that anyone and everyone can vote, including illegal aliens, including those individuals that are at the border trying to come over. Illegal immigrants. Some people want to say undocumented. We got to stop all this political correctness and just speak the truth. The Bible tells us to speak the truth in love in the New Testament. And that's what I'm doing. Mail-in ballot so that anyone could vote? Andrew, I could move there, get a dog, and name my dog John Paul, and then he could vote. Deaf people can vote. Anybody and everybody can vote. And why is that? Because they want to be able to cheat, to keep in place what they have in place. Still, I cannot believe that they did not recall this guy. Seeing the damage that he created with the restaurants and now with the schools, is this what you folks want? Were you that naive that you couldn't say, recall him, and I might not like the people that are there, but I'm just going to vote for someone. Anyone is better than this guy. But you couldn't do it. And now what do you have? Well, you have anybody can vote now. Everybody's going to get a ballot. Probably teenagers will get a ballot. They can now vote. This will not end well at all if we don't win. We can write the country goodbye. How could anyone refuse or choose not to vote? And those individuals who did not come out and vote, what happened? Mail-in ballots? This is what the Democrats want. COVID-19 was a perfect storm for them to hide behind. Of course, this is up to China also. This will not end well, Andrew. It will not end well at all.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Rob. And anyone who stayed home in 2020 has to be kicking themselves every single time they go to the gas station, every single time they go to the grocery store. They probably took for granted President Trump's popularity and thought he would win by a landslide. And this mail-in voting made the election fraud very convenient for the Democrats. And anyone who is listening, everyone who is listening, no matter what you think about this election fraud, you have to get out and vote. We had a guest recently said, I believe, over 9 million people stayed home in the state of California. If they would have came out and voted, it would have overcame any amount of election fraud. Anyone and everyone, you have to get out and vote. Tell your relatives, tell your friends, get them out to vote.
Andrew, why would people want to stay at home and not vote anyway? Seeing what the country has become, seeing where we're headed toward, why wouldn't you want to come out and vote? The Democrats aren't your friends. I don't understand the agenda that people like so, or they're so endearing for the Democrats. That is a reason why I would say that there was malfeasance. Someone cheated. You see what you have in front of you. With them tearing down institutions. Segregation that they're trying to enforce and say that it's okay everywhere you look. I heard the other day of some Republican, a guy who used to be a Republican, who came out and was saying that white men need to step aside and shut up and allow someone else to come to the table and talk and to do different things. I'm like, are you serious? Are you serious? I mean, he was just going all out against white men, saying how bad they are and that they've messed up the country. And then it's now time for another gender, another race. Now, he's made his millions, might I add, Andrew. He's comfortable now. So he's okay stepping aside. But I bet if I were to go to him and say, I want your job, you should step down because I feel that you're threatening me. This is my safe space. I don't want you on your job. He would look the other way and look at me as if though I had 12 heads. But this is what it has come to. With people and their weird thinkings, not thinking, and the ones who are, their thought process is completely out there. This isn't going to end well. We have got to pull back the reins. We have got to say, stop. This makes no sense. What we're doing is stupid, stupid, stupid. There's no other way to describe it but stupidity. That is a reason why I am glad we're talking about the candidates that are in the races now that are trying to run, that want to run. We have got to start supporting them. Now, I know some of you will say, well, it's too early. It's never too early to start the race. It's never too early to get in it, to win it. It's never too early to start giving money, donating, because it takes money, unfortunately, to run these races. And a lot of the candidates that are there, they don't have a lot of the money. They don't have the complete party support because a lot of the party bigwigs are looking at, oh, we'll never win that race. It's too many Democrats. Whereas a Democrat will look at it and go, we're going to win this race because we're going to convert some of those Republicans to Democrats. We're going to make them so mad that they won't even come out and vote. We're going to screw up the vote so bad that they'll start questioning the votes, and then they'll say, my vote doesn't count. That's what they want you to think. That is what they want you to say, that your vote will not count. And then you will not go to the polls and vote. But hear me loud and clear. Your vote counts. I know that they're cheating, but we must keep going. We must move forward. We don't stop. You have to vote. I would say to all the Republican bigwigs, the ones that are at the top, you need to stop talking that there's malfeasance. You need to stop talking that someone cheated and get election attorneys and put the election attorneys on it. Get people to work at the polls. Get people to run at the local levels. That is what the Democrats did. We can't give up. We've given up too much ground, as we've said before on our radio show. Too much ground has been given up. We've conceded too much to the left. It is time to take back what is ours. It is time to get involved in everything. So these candidates that we're talking about tonight that are running, and if you might say, I've never heard of that person, who is it? I've never heard of them, so I'm not going to vote for them. As we say their names, you get on your computer, you go to DuckDuckGo, you research them. If you want to go to Google, go to Google, go to Yahoo. Do anything that you need to do to find out who these candidates are. And if you don't agree with everything, if you agree with some of the things, agree with the fact that they're running against a Democrat, a socialist Democrat. Do you want that? Do you want to turn your country over to these socialists so that your children will not have a future? These are not the Democrats from John F. Kennedy days. These are Democrats that are deep and steep in socialism, that are following some 30-year-old girl named Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who doesn't know her head from her butt. She's an empty suit. She knows absolutely nothing. But for some reason, the media has decided to give her a lot of attention. Well, why is that? Well, because the millennials, they're empty-headed, unfortunately, and they will listen to her. We have a group of people, a generation of people, that know absolutely nothing, yet and still they think that they know how to run the country. And then we people who do know, we're sitting back and letting them do it. Get to the polls and vote. Map out a plan now to vote, to take back our country. There are too many people that are coming here already with designs to take it over. Some of you are saying, we'll never have a Muslim president. Well, it's okay if we have one, but if he's a radical, we don't need it. But mark my word, the folks that are coming here now, they have designs. They will take over. And you have liberals who care nothing about you. You have liberals, these woke liberals, a majority of them might have money. They will sit back and let these infiltrators come in and take over our government. And then they sit back with their money laughing at you and me because we can't do a damn thing about it. Get up, get out, vote, create a plan. Write down the names of the candidates. Don't be deceived. Open up your wallets and give, even if it's nothing but 10 bucks. Give until you can't give. We must take back our country.
That's right. And donate to the candidates directly, not to the GOP or Ronna McDaniel, as obviously there's a lot of skepticism about the job that she has been doing. And Rob and I are very skeptical ourselves. We recommend you donate directly to the candidates. But what's very interesting coming up in 2022 is you look at the Senate right now, and it is the oldest Senate in United States history. You have Dianne Feinstein, who is 88 years old. Chuck Grassley's 88 years old. Listen to this stat, Rob. Chuck Grassley is 88. Richard Shelby is 87. James Inhofe is 86. Pat Leahy is 81. The four of them have served in the Senate for a total of 146 years. I mean, term limits need to happen, and they need to happen fast. But we've got a great batch of young candidates running up in this 2022 election. Not just young candidates, but some fresh faces. In Missouri, we had Mark McCloskey on the show. I think he could be a great new face in the Senate. But Rob, what are your thoughts on these elder statesmen that we have in Washington, D.C. that just never seem to retire. Is it time to vote them out?
It's time for them to move on. They're too old. I'm sure that they've served the country well. They want to stay there. But at this stage of the game, the only thing they're trying to do now is to make a name for themselves, to appear in Gannett's records book and say, well, we were the longest serving senator, the longest serving speaker, the longest serving representative. I'm sorry, Grassley, it's time to go. Now, I remember back during the Kavanaugh hearings, you had said, Grassley, that you were going to launch an investigation as to the lies that were told on Kavanaugh. Whatever became of it, I am still waiting. There were so many investigations that you said that you were going to launch when you gave your committee hearings. Nothing has come to fruition. I'm still waiting. Was it all talk?
I think you call that pulling a Lindsey Graham, huh?
Absolutely. And Lindsey Graham, who eloquently spoke with fire, saying he wants to do this and do that, but you haven't done a doggone thing. Now, I want to be respectful and I want to be nice. Get someone else to run in your stead. Find a candidate, groom the candidate, and then you retire. Don't make us primary you. Please don't make us primary you. Just step aside. Don't try to be like the Democrats. And I want to have the record for the longest serving so that they can stand on the floor of the House or the Senate and say that I served the longest. Okay, so you served a long time, but what did you do? This is not a game. Let the young people come in and support them. This is what I don't understand. Why aren't you supporting young blood? How are we to attract millennials when you guys, you old farts, are still there? Look at Nancy Pelosi. Every time I listen to her, she's fumbling over her words. She has makeup drawn all over her face. She's missed her lips by a long shot. And she's just talking. And when they say, oh, well, you know, she just one thing she knows how to do, she knows how to count votes. Well, I would hope she does know how to count votes. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to do it. They sure are on the phone and she's walking down the hall and she's doing her fingers. I'm like, are you serious? What else is a woman supposed to do? Why are we giving her credit for counting? That's her job. No big deal there. She needs to move on. She's too old. I think she will be 90 years old pretty soon. And that's what she wants. She wants to go down in history as being the longest serving Speaker of the House who happened to be, of course, identity politics, female. What have you done for me lately? You will leave the House having destroyed the Constitution, having destroyed America with your so-called infrastructure bill. Mitch McConnell, step aside. It's time. It's past time. Trust me, someone else could do the job. And if you weren't so pig-headed, you could have been grooming someone. You people feel as if though it belongs to you, that you own it. It's high time, past time, to introduce time limits, term limits, rather. We need that because there are too many people that are there that should not be there. There are too many people that haven't got in their heads that it's time to advance the agenda. It's time to stop being like you're the oppressed and that someone is oppressing you because this is how I can raise money. As so many of the younger candidates who have come on the show have said about the older candidates, that they're only there to raise money off of being the minority party, off of being there attacking us. It is time for us to move forward. New blood, fresh blood. Grassley, step aside. McConnell, step aside. Paul McCarthy, step aside. You are useless. Why the heck did you not take Liz Cheney, strip her of all of her duties? Why is she sitting there asking questions during the committee meeting on the generals for Afghanistan? Why was she there? And when she spoke, she sounded as though she was a Democrat. You should have stripped her of everything.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. And Kevin McCarthy, I'm sure he wishes he was Paul McCartney, but Kevin McCarthy and Mitch McConnell, as far as I'm concerned, they both need to go. I mean, these guys are both out of touch. We see all these young this young blood that is running in the party that's already in the Senate, in the House, that would be great replacements for them. Personally, I'd like to see maybe someone like Matt Gaetz replace Kevin McCarthy. And in the Senate, there is obviously a lot better options than Kevin or than Mitch McConnell, who's just been an absolute disappointment. He's really hasn't been able to stop anything from this Biden agenda from happening. Seems like it's been Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema who've been fighting against Joe Biden's agenda more than Mitch McConnell has a lot of times. But yeah, I'd like to see both of them go
Oh,
and
Andrew.
get some new leadership in 2022 once we take back this House and Senate.
Absolutely. No, Andrew, I did I say Paul McCarthy and not Kevin McCarthy?
Indeed.
Because I always get them confused. So I'm glad you corrected me. Kevin McCarthy, not Paul. I don't care for Paul. Some of his music is okay. Ebony and Ivory. I like that song, but I meant to say Kevin McCarthy. We don't need him there. And going back to Mitch McConnell, the late great Rush Limbaugh used to refer to him as being the turtle. Now, I thought that he was saying the turtle because Mitch McConnell resembled a turtle. In my opinion, he does look like a turtle. But no, that wasn't the reason why he called him the turtle, because he moved so slow. Be that as it may, it is time for the turtle to step aside. It is time for Kevin McCarthy to step aside. He has no place there. He has done absolutely nothing. And as one of our guests once said, the only reason why he wants to be the Speaker of the House is so that when he does retire, he can go sit on some board. We've got to stop this. I mean, that's all these people are thinking about, power for themselves. Kevin McCarthy hasn't done jack squat. Now, he gets on the news and he talks a good game. And he seems as though he's got a lot of fire. But look at Lindsey Graham, the exact same thing. One moment he's chastising President Trump. The next moment, when he feels that he might lose the election, he's in President Trump's corner. Whereas Marjorie Taylor Greene, self-made politician, will say it like she mean it. And I went back and pulled the tape, Andrew, and you were right. She gave Debbie Dingell a run for her money when she called her out. And that's the kind of fire that I like. And folks, if you look back at history, because the media likes to sanitize every freaking thing. Oh, this is not the way you're supposed to behave. Oh, and it's so uncouth. And the house is so sacred. And it is so this. Sacred with what? Okay, because if you look back at history, these men were like machine guns when they would accost their fellow representatives and senators. One of them even had a fight to the duel. They, no holds barred, they would get up in each other's face and they would say it like they mean it. And now all at once, civility. Oh, we've got to cross the T's and we got to have a cup of tea and we've got to hold our finger out. That's the problem. These people are too busy role playing and not being serious about the job for the American people that they're doing. Whereas you have someone like Marjorie Taylor Greene who goes in and she doesn't care, she will call you out. I like that. Matt Gaetz, I like that. Jim Jordan. We need more people like that that will call you out. You know why, Andrew? Because AOC is doing it. She's doing it in her own little way, albeit she's lying half the time. Ilhan Omar, she's doing it. Rashida Tlaib, she's doing it. Cori Bush, she's doing it. Ayanna Pressley, she's doing it. So why can't the others? Well, they're afraid to say anything against them because they're Black women. And if you say anything about them, of course, the media would run to it and, oh, they're attacking these Black women. I don't give a rip who you're attacking. You call them out. If they're wrong, they're wrong. If the color is red and they're saying that it's purple, you call them out and say that you are a liar because the color is red. You've got to get serious with these people. And that is one of the reasons why I like President Trump. because he would go in a bull and china shop and he would crash things and break things and he would call it out and people didn't like it. Oh, he's disrespecting the house. He's disrespecting the presidency. Disrespecting what? You look at previous presidents before John F. Kennedy. You look back in the day. You look at those guys. Roosevelt. You look at them. And that's Theodore Roosevelt. They were like mean and lean, and they would call people out. Look at, what was it, Lyndon B. Johnson. He was the same way. A bit crude with his. But this is what we need, because we don't need people who are going to play around. We don't need people who are going to, the parliamentary procedures and hold your pinky up. No. Because we have that now. And what are they doing? Circumventing the process and lying. Look at Adam Schiff. He's a liar, a stone-faced liar, just like the president of the United States. Lied to the American people about Afghanistan. And you have these woke senators and representatives that are defending him. I'm sure Lindsey Graham is probably defending him also, because if he wasn't, he would be out every freaking day saying that the president is a liar. Look at what they did to Donald Trump. Why don't we have this happening right now? But I tell you what, Andrew, with this new crop of individuals, patriots that are running, that we're talking about, oh, they will call them out in a minute. And this is what we need. People to hold them accountable.
And a race that I am looking forward to in 2022 is Joe Collins taking on another dinosaur, Maxine Waters. We've seen these young candidates get so much momentum. Joe Collins got the most votes in that district since anybody has ran against Mad Maxine Waters in her entire reign there. If you want to check out more about Joe Collins, head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com. Hit that tab at the top that says shows, hit After Dark, and you will find our interview with Joe Collins, another great candidate that we had on that's running in Florida against the crazy hat lady,
Frederica Wilson,
Laverne Spicer, tremendous candidate. She's got great pizzazz to her. I recommend you guys check out our interview with her also over at AmericaOutLoud.com. You guys are tuned in to After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more of our 2022 preview show on After Dark with Rob and Andrew.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
While the cancel culture is determined to destroy our history, bringing violence and terror to city streets, America Out Loud will enhance its own message of love and honor for the American traditions and constitutional values that have always been the backbone of what America means: life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
And we're back After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Glad that you could tune in tonight. Folks, we're just now getting started. We're talking about the future of the Republican Party. We're talking about candidates who are looking to run, candidates that you should look at, candidates that you should probably support. And again, remember, you don't have to like all of their positions on a particular position. You don't have to like it, okay? But you do need to support one of these candidates so that they can get into office and defeat the left. It is for the country. It is to save the country. We need to get out and vote. Don't be dismayed about voting corruption. Don't be dismayed about the left cheating. They want you to do that. But at the same time, we need for you to get out and go to the polls and be poll watchers. Speak the truth. Don't create things that aren't true. If someone cheated, call it out. Take a picture of it. But we need for you to get out there and make certain that your neighbor and your neighbor's neighbor, your friend and your friend's friend, and your family are voting. Now, if they're going to vote for the Democrat, just forget about them. We don't want them going to the polls and messing up. But we do need for you to get involved, both physically and monetarily. And when I'm saying physically, I'm not saying to get into a brawl or a fight. I'm saying to get involved, knock on doors, or go to the polling sites and make certain that it's being done properly. That's what we've got to do. Because if you don't, you'll have people like Kerosene Maxine Waters winning again. She's out of South Central LA. And her opponent is Joe Collins, who's been on our show about three or four times. And he is a true patriot. Now, I know some of you look at him and say, well, but some of his positions I don't like because he's saying that, you know, Black people sometimes are mistreated. Well, it's true. They are mistreated by liberals who want to hold him back and hold me back because they look at us and say that we're Uncle Toms. Okay, so he's not lying there. He's not lying when he says that people look at his Black skin and say, what is he doing? He shouldn't be running. It's true. These are liberals. And as he said, in some cases, it could be a conservative, a dinosaur conservative who sits back and talk and does absolutely nothing for the party. Let's just expose all of these swampers. But in doing so, let's get behind these candidates like Joe Collins so that he can defeat Maxine Waters, who has been in office 30 plus years. And what changes have come to South Central? She wants to defund the police. She wants radicals out there. She doesn't care about the crime. But for some reason, her constituency, they keep voting for her. Why is that? You have to ask the question. For 30 years, she has claimed that there was racism and things weren't right. Why is it? Why hasn't it changed? Why is South Central still in the dumps that it's in? I'll tell you why. Look at her. Look at Maxine Waters. She's living in a mansion outside of her district, out of sight, out of mind. She's living in the lap of luxury. And people, Black and brown people, keep voting for her. And it's not just Black and brown people. You got white liberals that are voting for her because she's their puppet. And she will scare them and tell them, if you don't vote for me, I'll have Black Lives Matter marching at your door. And we see now that that is very effective. If you tell someone you will have a group outside their door protesting, you will get them just to do just about anything, including, unfortunately, some conservatives. They'll get scared. And okay, we'll do whatever you want to do. Just leave me alone. It has to stop. Laverne Spicer, another true patriot, going against the Hat Lady, Frederica Wilson. Folks, we've got to retire Frederica in her hats. What has she done? Do you see her now? Nope. Where is she? She's in no man's land, hiding, doing absolutely nothing. But just as soon as it's time to start voting, it's like lights, camera, action. They will stroll her out with her 51,000 hats and caps and whatnot for her to talk a bunch of nonsense. She'll give her spin on racism. Racism, racism, racism. That's all we hear. Let me tell you this. There are over 333 million people in America. Of that number, if racism does exist, and it does exist, you know how many people I would say? Probably a million. And that's being extremely liberal in calculating, because it might be less than that. But just think about it. 333 million and only a million, if that? And you know what else? I would say about 75% of that number are all liberals. All liberals. Racist. We've got to retire these people, Frederica Wilson and Maxine Waters. We need to put in their place true patriots, people who are willing to fight, people who are willing to work. And yes, Joe Collins is Black. Yes, Laverne Spicer is Black. And we're not saying to vote for them because they're Black. Because if they were Black and they weren't effective, I would say don't vote for them. I didn't vote for Barack Obama. I knew from day one that he wasn't effective. A lot of people fell in love with him. Oh, wow, Barack Obama, he's a Black man. Oh, he's going to change things. And what the heck did he change? He changed the peace and tranquility that we had. And he turned it over to a life of crime. And what is he and his wife doing now? Oh, they're sitting back living off the fat of the land. They're like trying to be billionaires. Folks, vote for the candidate that can get the job done. You now have qualified Blacks that are running. Vote for them. If we see that they've done something wrong, we will call them out and tell them to sit aside. But right now, these two candidates, Joe Collins and Laverne Spicer, they're out there to win it. Look at them. Joe Kent is another one. Colonel Julie Hall. There are so many others. Who are the two? Irene and Jackson in Texas. Carmen Diaz. There are so many candidates that are out there. As Andrew said, go to America Out Loud, type in After Dark Robin Andrew, and you will look at all the candidates that we have brought to you and have interviewed that we think have a fighting chance and could win this thing. But they need your support, they need your time, and they need for you to contribute. Thomas Kenneth, Jackie Tuberoff in New York City. We need these people out there because the left, the bunch of people that they're planning on bringing in, they're gonna change the face of America. It will be socialism. That's what they want. And the people that are pushing this, they already have their millions. So they don't care if they take all the money and divide it. They're going to keep their millions. Joe Biden doesn't have a clue as to what's going on. Remember, he said that the generals didn't talk to him about Afghanistan, ended up getting 13 American soldiers killed, 7 children killed. So he doesn't know what's happening. He's got woke generals that are looking at putting in every type of gender, these created genders in the military, wearing pink fatigues, and then China coming in and taking over. So don't worry about Joe. Just vote him out. Let's focus on these candidates that we're talking about tonight who can make a big difference, who can go in and change things for the better. That's what we need, Andrew.
Yeah, you're so right. And three people whose days are numbered that we absolutely have to get rid of because they are useless are Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, and Jamie Herrera Butler. All three of them voted to impeach President Trump in 2021. And President Trump has endorsed all of their primary opponents in 2022, and I cannot wait until they get primaried. Adam Kinzinger is running against Catalina Loeff in Illinois District 16. Please get out and vote for Catalina Loeff if you live in Illinois District 16. It is so important that we get rid of this rhino, Adam Kinzinger. Let's send him packing to a full-time job on CNN, because that's probably where he's going to end up. Liz Cheney, we all know about her, President Bush's favorite congresswoman, apparently. She has got to go. This woman has been destructive against our party from the get-go. She's what we like to call a John McCain Republican. President Trump has endorsed her opponent, Harriet Hegman, for 2022. So get out and vote for Harriet Hegman if you live in the state of Wyoming, and her district is so important. I personally don't see any chance that Liz Cheney will get reelected. She is in one of the most conservative districts in the entire country. I think she is done for. Her days are for sure numbered. And then we've got Jamie Herrera Butler running in Washington State. We brought on Joe Kent to our show twice. Gold Star husband, Green Beret. Joe Kent is a fantastic America First candidate. These are new blood of candidates that we badly need in our party, not the same establishment and status quo that we've been getting for so long. As you know, Rob, I'm a big fan of Joe Kent and his appearances on our show. I highly recommend people check those out. This guy gets it. He is a fighter. He is right on top of all the issues. And personally, I really cannot wait until 2022 and see if we can vote the three of these rhinos out.
I couldn't agree with you more, Andrew. Liz Cheney is a complete disaster, a failure. She's a pathetic human being. She should not be on the Hill, plain and simple. There's no more that can be said. I mean, she's in a district, like you said. I hope that it is as conservative as it can be, because I don't want her back. Now, I'm sure fake news CNN and PMS MSNBC will probably have her as a commentator, or ABC News or CBS or NBC News, but I want her out. I want her out completely. And when we're getting her out, I want conservatives to get jobs in these newsrooms and then shut her down completely. I don't want to hear from her. I don't want to see her. I don't like her politics, plain and simple. That's it. Just get her out. Be gone with you. Adam Kinzinger, another idiot, another joke. This guy gets up on the Hill and cries like a pathetic human being. Are you serious? I never liked the blockhead. Never liked him. Before he turned on Trump, I never liked him, because I felt as if though he was an opportunist. And now we see his true colors. And for all I know, he's turning this way because he knows that he won't win again. So he wants to play his cards right so that he can go work for CNN. Get him out. I don't want him. Get him out. Get him out. What purpose does he serve? What has he done for us lately? Some will say, well, he served the country admirably. Okay, fine. Thank you for your service. No, be gone with you. You're dismissed. Because what do you think about the other servicemen that have lost their lives? Look at the serviceman who's sitting in the Briggs because he spoke out against General Miley, Lloyd Austin, and Kenneth McKenzie. He said that they were disasters, that their plan to leave Afghanistan was a complete failure. Now, granted, he should have waited until he had left the military to say that. But if you're going to put him in the Briggs, what about Mark Milley speaking against the president? President Trump, that is. Why isn't he in the Briggs? What makes him so special? He's a woke, pathetic general, just like Adam Kinzinger. I want them all out. We don't need them. And then this other character, what was her name?
Jamie Herrera Butler.
When you look at her name, you think that it's Butler, but it's Butler. I'm sure she's some woke character in Washington, voted to impeach the president because she claims she had the inside information as to what happened on January 6th. Okay, Jamie, write a book, because I'm sure that's what you're going to do. I'm sure Liz Cheney will write a book. I'm sure Adam Kinzinger will write a book. They're all will write books. They're all writing books all day long. No wonder they can't get their jobs done. And who are they profiting off of writing this book? Well, Donald Trump. Put Donald Trump in it, and oh, it will sell like hot fire. But this is what I don't get. Who's buying this crap? It's the same regurgitating stuff over and over again. Andrew, why aren't we writing books? All we have to do is just sit down and create lies about Donald Trump. We'll be a bestseller. We would be rich, famous. But that's not our end game. We like to speak the truth. If you're hard up and you want money, all you have to do is write a book that you have denounced conservatism or that you're still a conservative, but you now see the light, and the light is what the Democrats are selling. And if you believe that, you're just as dumb as the day is long. But that's what these characters will do. So I would say to Ms. Butler, step aside. I would say to my fellow Washingtonians, vote, 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 but do not vote for Butler. She is the last person you want to vote for. Joe Kent is a person for you. Joe Kent is a person who said that he lost his wife because of the actions of the Democrats not wanting people to leave the area, Syria. This will not end well at all if we don't vote for the right candidates. Liz Cheney must go. Adam Kinzinger must go. Jaime Herrera Butler must go. Put them on your list. Remember the names. They must go. And while they're leaving, let's bring in Pastor Brian Hawkins of California, who is a good patriot. Joe Collins, a good patriot. Irene Jackson, a good patriot. Monica De La Cruz Hernandez, a good patriot. Laverne Spicer, good patriot. Reuben Young, good patriot. Colonel Hall, good patriot. And so many others that are out there in it to win it. We must support these candidates because that is the only way we will save the Constitution, save the Union, save America, Andrew.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. And it's always shocking to me that they say the border is a very Democrat area, but that is quickly changing. We always hear that the people on the border are waking up. They're sick of all these illegals coming into their towns and invading. And we've got some great candidates running on the border. We've got Irene Armendariz Jackson, who's running in Texas District 16. So get out and vote for her if you're on the border there in the El Paso area. And then in District 15, we've got Monica De La Cruz Hernandez, who is another fantastic candidate that we've had on our show. And she only lost by a couple percentage points back in 2020. You'd think with this Joe Biden border crisis that these people on the border will be waking up and voting Republican in massive numbers. I mean, who would want their city constantly invaded by foreigners who are criminals, breaking into our country? You would think that these areas, they all wanted the wall, and you would think that they will wake up and vote Republican once and for all. Rob, what are your thoughts on the border crisis and if Joe Biden's border crisis will affect some of the races in Texas?
It better. It needs to, because people need to simply wake up. This cannot continue. Even Obama came out the other day and said that it's not sustainable what's happening at the border. He said this to Robin Roberts on ABC. And you know what, Andrew? Those sneaky devils edited it out when they aired the interview. They took it out completely that he said that it's not sustainable. Now, that's huge because the person who's a resident of the White House used to work for him, work under him as the VP. And now you have the former president, Barack Obama, saying what's happening at the border is not sustainable. We need border control. After 9 months of a knucklehead, screwball, senile, old white man and his VP who slept her way to the top, not going to the border, Barack Obama comes out and says, this is not sustainable. Alejandro Mayorkas is saying, oh, don't come here. They have just screwed up the country, letting in an entire nation almost. You can take all those people and put them in a state, and that would be it. This is not good. It will not end well. Why hasn't Biden been to the border? Why hasn't Kamala been to the border? They don't want to face the truth that they have screwed up royally. Why haven't they gone to the border? Why isn't the media saying, why haven't you gone to the border? They're omitting all of that. The same way they didn't want to show the hearings by the Senate and the House on the failure of Afghanistan withdrawal. Now, when they had the impeachment of Donald Trump, oh, they aired that 24/7. When they had the January 6th hearings, oh, they had to stop everything and air that. For what? It wasn't an insurrection. Okay, maybe the people shouldn't have gone there. They were trespassing. But you're going to stop your regular programming just to show that? Well, I'll tell you why they did it, because it's part of the narrative. We keep showing this over and over again, and people will believe it, and they will always refer back to it. And unfortunately, people have become slaves to fake news, slaves to the narrative propaganda that the left-wing media is putting out there. This is dangerous. This is not good. This is propaganda. This is Maoism. This is Hitlerian. This is Marxism. This is communism. This is socialism. We need to wake up. We need to push back. And I remember Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas said once in a speech, perhaps and maybe, and I'm paraphrasing, we need to rethink the media's role in society. I could not agree with him more. Because what these guys are spinning out there, what they're putting out there for the public consumption, is dangerous. They have created a complete vicious circle of lies, acrimony. It has to stop. Who is going to call them out? If conservatives don't take the reins and start to write history and record history, like we're doing now, Andrew, what we're doing in essence is part of history, because we're calling out the lies. We're calling out the fakery. We're calling out the propaganda, the pontifications of the Don Lemons and Joy Reid. Now, you can easily say, well, that's your opinion. You're right. It's my opinion. But when you look at what they're putting out there, lie on top of lie, and it's being found to be lies, Hunter Biden and his laptop, they said, oh, it's Russia disinformation. You go to any of the stations, you will all hear them saying Russia disinformation. And it was actually the truth. It was his laptop. Why hasn't he been arrested? Christopher Wray. If it were anyone else, they would have already been arrested. Why hasn't Joe Biden been called out about the border wall crises? Why hasn't the media demanded that he come out and speak? Why haven't conservatives gotten out and protested and demanded that he come out and tell us the truth? I didn't say to fight. I didn't say to burn anything down. I said to get on the streets and demand. When Biden shows up, you turn your back on it. When Biden shows up, you boo him like they did the other night at the Senators baseball game. I'm not saying be disrespectful, but I am saying we must demand the truth. We must demand answers, because the media is not going to do it. The same way they will sully these new candidates that are running and will not report on them to make you think that there are none who are running, but they are running and you need to get to know them. But in the meantime, you must demand that the resident and the White House be held accountable. You must demand that Mark Milley, Lloyd Austin, Kenneth McKenzie be relieved of their duties, because they have let this country down in more ways than one. They have embarrassed us. Biden has embarrassed us on the world stage with his stupidity, his forgetfulness, his senility, not wanting to speak to reporters, not even want to speak to the reporters that will give him a fighting chance. He has turned his back on the American people. And he has pitted us against each other with this ridiculous vaccine that if you don't take it, you lose your job. Is this America, Andrew? You can lose your job because you want to say, my body, my choice? In America? And no one is going to demand him to tell us why he's doing this? Again, we are not saying the vaccine is not good. But by gosh, what are you causing people to lose their jobs? This will not end well. And then I hear the other day that Janet Yellen wants banks to report or send in reports to the IRS if you spend $600 or more from your checking account. You see what I'm saying? It all starts with taking away your freedom. You can't go outside. Put the mask on. Don't say anything. Take this vaccine. You better not challenge it or you will lose your job. People should be out in the streets protesting. And not just women. Men should be out in the streets. We should all be out in the streets. It's time to stand for something, Andrew, as you always so eloquently say, or fall for nothing or anything. And I don't care if it is a double negative. You get the meaning. It is time we stand up and fight back with our votes, with our voices, and not be afraid. They're going to silence you and try to cancel you regardless. They will say that you are a racist. But it is time to stand up and be counted. Stand up.
You're absolutely right, Rob. 2022 is it. We have to take back the House and Senate to have a shot in the White House. If Democrats are reelected, they will double down on voter fraud and we will be dug in a ditch so deep it will be nearly impossible to get out of. So get out and vote in the primary, vote in the elections in 2022. Let's have a red wave and take back the House and Senate. I'm going to take a quick opportunity to tell you guys about a great patriotic product that supports independent media. Head on over to healthycell.com and check out all the great products like the Bioactive Multivitamin, which helps with your immune system, your heart, your brain power, so much more. You can save 20% with the code OUTLOUD. If you don't like pills, Healthy Cell is perfect for you because they come in tasty gel packs. So please head on over to healthycell.com and check that out. You can always check us out Monday to Friday, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, 6 in the West here on American Out Loud. Thank you for joining us tonight on After Dark with Robin Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who just celebrated its 5th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Stay tuned. Voice of a Nation is next. We will see you guys next time. Remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.